Anyhow, let me just give you a chance to reflect back on the San Antonio meeting in general. Any other data sets, even outside of ER positive, that you want to comment on, that particularly ones that maybe docs in practice ought to know about?
Well, we talked a little bit about the HER2 innovations, and if you're covering them elsewhere, I won't recapitulate, but you know, they're going to be two new HER2 drugs where the reports were at the San Antonio meeting and, of course, published concurrently in the New England Journal of Medicine. The first is with trastuzumab deruxtecan, the DSA201 molecule. That was approved already on a single-arm phase 2 study showing a 60% response rate in a very heavily pretreated patient population, women who had already had trastuzumab and pertuzumab and T-DM1. The key thing oncologists will need to know about that is there remains a significant risk of pneumonitis. 10 to 15% of the patients developed clinically significant pneumonitis, and actually 2 to 3% died from pneumonitis. So this is a very potent drug, but it does have some serious side effects that you have to be aware of. The other is the HER2CLIMB study where, again, a very heavily pretreated patient population, trastuzumab, T-DM1, randomized to trastuzumab plus capecitabine, and then with or without tucatinib, the small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibitor, an improvement in progression-free survival, an improvement in overall survival. It's expected that drug will be on the market later this year. What's really interesting to me about this is that we now have evidence that through 4 or 5 lines of therapy, targeting HER2 is a highly effective intervention. And, you know, it's not obvious that that would be the case, but, you know, ongoing HER2-targeted therapy really helps patients even after 3 or 4 lines of HER2-targeted therapy. And I think that's really interesting. And getting to the point we discussed earlier, nobody knows what accounts for resistance to HER2-directed treatment. So there's never been a mutation in HER2 that's been uniquely identified as providing resistance. We know that clinically, the tumor evolves, but biologically, we have not a clue. And so we're still using these same drugs, tucatinib being the drug to inhibit the tyrosine kinase activity of HER2, DSA201, a small antibody drug conjugate that's essentially a biosimilar trastuzumab linked to a different chemotherapy. And, you know, they're the same drugs, and yet they work over and over and over again. And it's really incredible to me. The takeaway I have is you never take your foot off of that HER2 brake in the management of HER2-positive advanced breast cancer.